I want to move away from The Hunter for a moment and talk about your past films. I mean, you've got such breadth and depth, and you seem to go from being in a massive blockbuster like the Spider-Man franchise or Speed or something like that to working on films like Antichrist or independent films like The Hunter. So how do you make that work, make that transition work, and do you enjoy the variety?
Obviously, I enjoy the variety. I seek it out. I think it's the only way to stay healthy artistically, to always kind of rethink and, you know, not get stuck into doing things one particular way. And also, different films require different kinds of performances, and I think it just stretches you and keeps you, you know, it's more fun. You don't go, oh, I know how this goes, and your only pleasures are doing it well. When you switch around your situations, you always, it forces you to say, what is this? What do I like about this? What is this whole activity about? It keeps me more engaged. So I think I seek it out, but also it just happens that way too. I like to work. There aren't a lot of opportunities, interesting opportunities, in studio films sometimes, and in the independent world, sometimes the limitations get you down, and also you like to make movies occasionally that are popular and also career-wise help to give you currency so you can make the independent movies. So it's half by design, half natural, and half by accident. Or I guess natural is by accident.
For you as an artist, is it more important to get the critical reception, or is it more important to see an audience come along and love a film?
Well, you like both. But of course it depends on what kind of film it is. I mean, some films have the intention and are made to appeal to big audiences, and you're conscious of that. Some films you make very personally, you make for yourselves, and you hope there's an audience for it. Critical response is more important for some films than others. Obviously, a small, difficult movie that's very strong needs a good critical response, because audiences will tend to do what's easy and what's recognizable and what's familiar. So on some films, you absolutely need critical support, otherwise they just won't get seen. And then other ones have so many attractive elements in them popularly that even if you don't get critical response and they throw enough advertising money at it, there'll be success anyway, at least commercially. So it really depends. But gratifying personally, as far as journalists, there's so few real film journalists left. They've all been fired or phased out. There's mostly entertainment journalists, so it becomes less of a issue about critical response, because there is very little critical response. There's only kind of entertainment reporting.
And since you shot into, you know, worldwide fame with Platoon, is there a film or a piece of work on the screen that stands out as being your career highlight?
No.
You can't pick a favorite?
No, and even if I could, I wouldn't tell you. I think, you know, listen, it's funny. Some things you value more than others in the result, but some, you got to remember, films are so collaborative. I've been in films where I've done my best work with along the lines of a certain criteria that aren't very good films, and I've done some films that are very good films that maybe I haven't done my best. You know, it's very strange. So you know, you talk about a critical attachment and a sentimental attachment. Sometimes the films that didn't quite come together and were very tough to make, you feel very attached to because you saw a certain kind of tenacity and bravery and risk that I value more sometimes than what's easy or what's successful because it's familiar.
And just finally, obviously, the Oscar has so far eluded you. Is it something that you want, or does the recognition of Hollywood no longer matter to you?
No, I want to... I like making movies. I like opportunities to be flexible, to make different kinds of movies. Recognition helps. So we welcome it, and it takes all kinds of forms. I don't have fantasies or specific dreams, but I recognize the power of winning an Oscar, and I recognize what a symbol it is. So it is important, but I try not to think about these things. I try to make good movies and keep on making good movies, and I try not to think, and I try to do that by just making good work.